This painting shows two women in a boat on the lake in the Bois de Boulogne, and it's probably a picture that was exhibited in the fifth Impressionist exhibition of 1880. And it was exhibited alongside another picture by Morisot showing exactly the same two women dressed in identical clothes, also in the Bois de Boulogne, but not on board a boat. Although Morisot was overshadowed by her mentor Manet in much of what she did, she developed a brilliant, shimmering style that was all her own, a very distinctive style, which is brilliantly demonstrated here. She seemed to be able to paint the heat and the breeze of a summer's day by fragmenting the surface of her paint into a restless zigzag pattern. It's almost as if the whole scene is refracted through countless glass prisms. And the movement of air and water and sunlight is almost palpable. The effect of her paintings pleased some people, and one critic of the 1880 Impressionist exhibition spoke of being utterly charmed and seduced by Morisot's style. But to many other critics, her work was slight and unfinished. It seemed to be little more than sketches or studies. And one critic said that all her paintings were just promises of paintings that were never going to be done. The great question that's always asked about Impressionist pictures, and this one's no exception, is whether they were actually painted outdoors, on the spot, from life. And it's not an easy question to answer in this case. There is a lost watercolour, which we know only from an old photograph, showing exactly this composition of two women sitting in a boat. And it's much more likely that a watercolour, which is a much easier thing to do out of doors, might have been the preliminary study, and this particular oil painting was done from the watercolour. However, we do know that this picture was carried around out of doors while the paint was still wet. And the clue we have to that fact is that in the corners of the picture are marks of canvas pins, which were essentially corks with a pin at each end, or a pair of pins at each end, which were placed between wet canvases, which were placed face to face. And the marks of the canvas pins are still there for us to see. And curiously enough, Morisot has actually painted paint in these areas with the canvas pins in place. So whether she actually painted it rocking on a boat on the lake of the Bois de Boulogne, we don't know. We do know that she did paint out of doors in such circumstances from time to time, because she's on record as complaining about the infernal lapping of the water and the effect of the breeze and the sunlight on her painting. On another occasion, she was actually chased out of a field by a group of small boys as she tried to set up her easel and canvas. So she, like all the Impressionist painters, experienced all the usual difficulties of painting out of doors. And it's the sheer quality of the light in this picture that makes one think that this too was probably painted on the spot.